Now let's talk about Bhagavad Bhavam of the 10th house, the house of career. 1, 4, 7 and 10 are Kendra houses. They don't have Bhagavad Bhavams feeding into them. However, there is something coming out of them, like I spoke of in 1, 4 and 7. Now let's talk about 10th house. 10th house is your public visibility. More than success, it means how you are visible in the external world. How does the sun shine on the top of your forehead at noontime? Think of that, your presence in the external world. Whether it's good or bad is another relative thing, isn't it? Okay, so 10th from the 10th house is the 7th house. If you're ever wondering why Saturn is exalted in Libra in the 7th house, it's because of this. 10th house is the ownership is Saturn, karma. What you want to do in the world? What you want to do with the common people? Saturn is a karaka of common people. 10th from the 10th house is the 7th house. That's why how you engage with people matters. Your success or your fame in the 10th house is fame. Your career, your entire public life outside of the house is the 10th house, is dictated by how you treat others, 7th house. How you learn to work with others. Are you damaging that? Are you putting yourself above? Saturn does not like all this stuff. There's no self in Saturn. You want to lose all your self crap. And you come to just working endlessly for the masses. That Saturn loves. Saturn will reward you with everything. This is why there is a tussle between Saturn and Sun, isn't it? Sun is all about self, about soul only. I mean myself, ego in the embodied way. Saturn is all about others. I'm just come here to slog as a donkey for everybody else. The servant class, the masses, everything is Saturn. You have to lose your ego, keep it in a box, lock it up and put it in your cupboard before you come to Saturn. Because 10th from the 10th house is the 7th house. Get your attitude straight about how you interact with others. Don't you just read self-help books. That's nonsense, utter nonsense. They're just trying to pump up your ego. That doesn't work. That's not what your self came here for. It will be dictated by your 10th house. So whatever Amatya Karaka is sitting in the 10th house, whatever the Lord of the 7th and the 10th, if they are sitting together, if they are Atma Karaka, Amatya Karaka, all these things you have to see. If this is playing out like that, you didn't come here for yourself. You came here for others. You have already learned whatever you have to learn. Now maybe you have come to share it with others. Think of only other. Okay? Now we shall see the 11th house.